This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really love it when you guys are with me. Now, look. I know you missed me, didn't you? Anyway, there's a lot. If you watch the news, if you're paying attention, if you're a news junkie like some of us are, there's so much stuff happening on the news today. There's so many things going on. And it's all distractions. I mean, this weekend, I touched on it earlier a little bit. You got, the wedding of the century, right? Give me a break. Anyway, the wedding of the century. Why do we... I mean, God bless us. People get married. That's wonderful. It's a blessing. It's the whole nine yards. But seriously, unless you've got stock in, I don't know, British weddings, why is it such a big deal? They're expecting over 1 billion people to watch that wedding this weekend. 1 billion. Think about that. You know, I'll tell you what. Instead of watching, if you're going to go watch the wedding, go ahead and send me some money. I'd be quite happy. Just send me like a half a buck. I mean, think about that. Half a dollar. What's the big deal, right? No skin off your nose. Simple stuff. Not a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But I'm sitting around talking to a few people today about how politics as a whole. What does it mean? You know, why do we care? You know my joke always, right? How much money did I put in my pocket? But it's not always about that. If you want to make your community better, you want to make... life better as a whole. You want to make your kids' lives. You move into the communities in most cases. Some of you I know are kind of stuck where you're living. I get all of that. But in most cases, you're moving into a community because you want to be there. You're moving into the community because it's safe. You've checked it out. You think your kids will grow there and what have you. But have you checked it out? Have you really found out who's running your community? What it looks like? Right? And find out, you know, in my area, there's a boatload of school districts. And you need to find out who's running those school districts, what direction they're heading in. You know, you hear the stories here every single night of the week. We don't make them up. We don't play games. Right? I know some of the stories. I remember there's been people who have been listening to me for years. And they say the same thing I've always said, which is, you know, we thought they were made up at first. I'm going, people are not going to believe these stories. They're going to think I made them all up. And it's not true. So you really need to check it out. Check out your city council, town council, you know, different makeups of government or in different places, right? But you got to check your city councils, your town councils, your school boards, water boards, I guess, in some places, to really find out who's running who's running the asylum. You know, I live in an area where it's one of the safest cities in the state. Right, we've got clean water, got great schools. No, it's not Beverly Hills. It's a decent area to live in. And I always get a kick out of it when people move here from other areas. And the first thing they want to do is get on a school board, water board, what have you, city council. And they want to change everything because they get a better idea. Before they even hear for any real length of time. Some people I get a big kick out of because the only reason they want to change anything is simply because there's Republicans running it. We can't have that now, can we? So when you think about this, when you think about how partisan we've become, It's got to be disgusting. It's got to scare you. Anyway, let's one sick story. Got to do a sick story. A Florida woman sparked fury after she was photographed smiling ear to ear in her mugshot. Now, the reason they're so upset about it, not like she was just drunk hanging out. She actually got in an accident while she was drunk. And it killed a 60-year-old mother. Now, Anjanette Welk, Anjanette Welk, 44 of Ocala, was arrested last Thursday and faces several charges, including driving while under the influence following a crash after midnight, I guess it was. Welk was driving down U.S. Highway 27 to Marion County when cops say she failed a brake in time, rear-ending a Hyundai Elantra. Then that Elantra slammed into a tractor-trailer. Now, Cheyenne Kroll was 18. The driver of the Hyundai Elantra suffered minor injuries. Her mother, 60-year-old Sandra Clarkson, died days after the crash. Welk reportedly told troopers at the scene that she crashed into the vehicle because she dropped her phone and had to grab it. That's disgusting, right? Leave it there. It'll still be around at the next red light. The 44-year-old had trouble completing a field sobriety test. Police smelled alcohol in her breath, and cops said that Welk's blood alcohol was 0.172. That's more than twice the legal limit. Yeah, her smiling was probably because she was plastered, wasted, whatever terminology you decide you want to use. But it's sick, just sick. And this is kind of the society we're in. You know, and I don't think people realize when they go out there, look, I did dumb things as a kid. I think we've all done some pretty dumb things in our lives, right? But this is a death. It definitely wrecked our family forever, not just temporarily. This was a permanent thing, said Welk. I'm trying to cope with the fact that I won't see my mom walk again. She won't be home when I get home from work. Or in the mornings when I get home from work, she won't be around. I should know this name. This is an Italian name, right? Sciarra said her mother was paralyzed and brain dead after the crash, though doctors performed multiple operations to try to save her. I don't know what it is. What, did she not realize what she had done? Did she not understand the immediate damage? You know, most people think about themselves, right? But here's the thought process at the end of all this. All it took, all it takes, all it was one lousy decision, right? David Fisher joins us after the break, our gold guy. Don't go far. Grab a cup of coffee. Sit back. You know how much we learned from him. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilson, Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. Their truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of your favorites, mine too, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins us, as he does every week. I always get a kick out of him, a pleasure in having him on, because when it comes to finances, David doesn't speak finances, he speaks English. It always works out so well for me anyhow. David, I'm having a great day. What about you in the market?
Having a great day. The market is not having a great day, but here's up the top of the hour, or the top of our time together. I need to apologize to you.
Uh-oh. To me, the world as a whole?
Well, I need to apologize to you, and then if it bleeds off onto your listeners, then I apologize to them. If I said something that was not accurate, and I did that last week on your show, and so I feel when I say something that's not fully correct, I need to verify I didn't say it right, and I need to step back, and I need to apologize, and I need to correct it so that we don't have any misunderstanding or bad information. So you asked me the question about, you know, are we going to have a bubble that's going to burst like the real estate bubble that happened in 2007? Is that going to, you know, we talked last week about a bubble bursting. Are we going to have a real estate bubble? And I said no. But you said, you told me what was happening in the California market in real estate, and it's which I said that's, you know, the booming going on in California. And I said, well, that's not happening in Phoenix and Las Vegas and Florida and California, where the four major markets that busted last time. So you caused me to do some research.
Uh-oh. Good.
So I'm sorry, first of all. I'm sorry I didn't give credence to what you know that I don't know, because it's happening in your neck of the woods. It's not happening in my neck of the woods, but it, you know, other listeners from on your show, they can chime in on this, or, you know, go to your chat line, and we can talk about this again. But here's what I found out. Bloomberg News recently reported from the National Home Builders Association. They said this: while demand in home building remains solid, the industry is not without its challenges. Construction companies cite a shortage of workers, rising costs of lumber and other building materials, and a scarcity of available lots. In other words, not enough lots on which to start new projects. Affordability is also becoming a bigger issue as gains in property values have outpaced income growth and interest rate rise. So my hat off to you, Joe. I've learned something from you, and thank you for allowing me to correct myself. But that's what the National Home Builders says. There is. This is a problem, actually.
I'm hearing that from builders as a whole, developers as a whole. So I know it's out there, and I know it's real. But when it comes to California, it is definitely a different world, a different universe, if you would. So I never take everything that happens here as gospel for the rest of the country. You know what I mean?
Well, it's in the past it started in California, so maybe this is the new wave that's going to unfortunately go across our country. I hope it doesn't, but. You might be setting some trends like you guys have done in the past.
All right, perfect. All right, so let's get back to some of this other stuff that's going on. You know, you talk about the Fed and the interest rates with our debt. You said in the past that the Fed's going to raise rates in June, again in September, maybe December even. Last year they raised rates, and this, you know, this really wasn't a problem. How much of this can we take?
Well, let's put it into perspective. The national debt has increased a lot. Let's go back. When Bush increased it, $5.85 trillion. Obama increased it, $8.59 trillion. And the projections for President Trump, if he went two terms, 8 years, it would be $8.28 trillion. So we're past the era, unfortunately, of several presidents ago, where we're in the 1.5 or 2.5 or 3.5 or $4.5 trillion increases under administration. We're in the $8 trillion and rising. And in interest rate, when the debt rises, interest rates, when they rise, and an interest rate payment just as simply the cost of servicing that debt. And when that rises, it makes it more challenging, obviously. It's just like would you rather have a mortgage at 3.5% or at 10%? We all would rather have the lower rate. So it makes it more challenging. And the national debt is no different. To put it into perspective, we're going to be facing, this is part of the crisis we're going to be facing with the Fed raising rate. There's a 90% chance in June of a Fed rate hike, 62% chance in September. And it was 2 weeks ago, 34% in December, but it's now 41%. So the chances of a fourth rate hike happening in December is now becoming a larger probability. In 2008, let's put this into perspective, the interest on the national debt, which was around 2008, national debt was around under $10 trillion, $253 billion. And that consumed about 8.5% of our budget. The next year, because of 2008, revenue declined. The budget, 187 interest rates declined, excuse me, not revenue. Interest rates started to go down because the Fed started lowering them. And so, therefore, we paid $187 billion in interest payments, which was 5.3%. That's still a heck of a lot of money. But now, in 2017, our payment was $459 billion of interest on the debt because rates are going up and the debt has more than doubled. And the Congressional Budget Office says by year 2020, the interest payment alone will be $891 billion, which they're projecting will be about 15% of our budget obligation. So it's growing because the Fed is raising rates. So this is going to create a problem. Things that I've been talking about, this is a big fundamental problem that we're going to face as a country because of our debt structure.
Yeah, it's always, again, you've got this under control. The Fed, the numbers from the Fed are staggering. I always get a kick out of the fact that that people don't understand. You've said this before. People don't understand that you can't, this roller coaster ride and this up portion of the roller coaster ride can't keep going. And it's not Trump's fault. I mean, over the long run, you've been calling this for years, right?
Well, I haven't been calling the debt as severe as it has been for years. I've been saying, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, that if we don't start restructuring this, it's going to become a problem. It's all it's done is escalate. So then the last couple of years, pre-Trump years, it's become an issue. And unfortunately, so far, not yet, President Trump, which is one of his campaign promises, he was going to address this. And so far, he has not done that. I'm confident he will. But this beast is really big. I mean, it's big, in my opinion, it's bigger than President Trump because there's another factor happening. At the same time, while our debt is growing, we have the world backing away from holding our debt, which perpetuates the problem. It's like a double whammy, and we'll talk about that after the break.
After, yeah. See, you don't need me. I could leave, and you could do this all by yourself. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side. David Fish will be with us in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Don't make me come get you. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Okay, so we're clear. That's real rock and roll. Not that stuff they're playing for you today. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always love when this guy's on the show. Plain simple English, not financy. David Fisher joins me, as he does every week, to help us keep an eye on the markets, your money, and what you ought to do with what you have or don't have. David, again, thanks so much for being with me.
You're very welcome. You know, I just had a brand new client, and he went in the market this morning, and he said this to me. He says, you know, David, I hear you on the radio, and I appreciate everything that you say. It's taken me like a little over a year to finally pull the trigger.
Wow.
Because I had to hear it enough times. And so he said, don't get discouraged if you keep saying the same thing more than once. People need to hear it. You know, you probably don't get people like me giving you this feedback. I said, I greatly appreciate it. And, you know, my dilemma is talking about what's happening brand new versus making sure we go over the fundamentals of where this problem is going to arise in the next year or two, and people really grasping hold of the fundamentals of this. And we're going to go a few more steps in depth on that, and it revolves around what we just talked about. But it revolves around the other thing with treasuries that we were talking about before the break there. And you know, we got to understand the basics. Like if you're going to play basketball, you got to understand the basic fundamentals, and from there you can learn all the rest of the game. It's the same thing in life when it comes to finances.
Well, yeah, and people, you know, you and I have talked about this before, is as a matter of habit or a matter of proper course. We've been taught, guys my age anyway, from the day we went to high school, that credit was good. Credit cards were good. You needed them to survive, you know, car payments and all this other stuff that we've been taught over the years. So when the government talks about taking on more debt, and it is almost like, okay, so what's the big whoop? Everybody has debt, right?
Yeah, it is. There's not a big whoop when it comes to managing the debt. You know, and to put it into perspective, they also don't teach us in high school or grade school how to balance a checkbook or have a budget. But yet those are two very important factors in our home life and the governmental life. Yet it gets thrown out the window, unfortunately, in many areas, and especially the government. What causes this to be such a crucial thing is the environment that we're headed toward. We're headed towards higher interest rates. We all know it. The Fed has said it. They're doing it. And we're going to start seeing the results of that. That means it's harder to service the debt. Like I said, a higher mortgage rate versus a lower mortgage rate. We all want a lower one, okay? This is the same thing. But while the debt is servicing of the debt becomes more challenging, we're going further into debt under the waterline of the income that's coming in to our country. So we're below the waterline. In other words, there's more spending going on than income coming in. So our debt to GDP, gross domestic product, that's what that means, is over 100%. The IMF said 2 years ago it was 107%. So we're probably somewhere around that number. We're underwater. The third thing is the crucial thing. While this is going on, we got to create new debt to service this debt. And that's called the Treasury bill. That's one of the two things that got us into this mess. So let's put this into perspective. On February 5th of this year, the Treasury announced it's going to expect to create, to borrow, if you will, or create $955 billion this year alone in 2018. Joe, that's an 84% jump over last year, which was $666 billion, which was higher than the previous year, 2016, which was $560 billion. So we've gone 2 years ago, $560, now we're projecting at $955. That's what was said in February of this year, February 5th. 10 days later, the Treasury released its annual report on the 15th of February, adjusting the number. We have a gigantic shortfall, I'm paraphrasing, but it was come close to that. $1.16 trillion, not $955 billion anymore, $1.16 trillion. They didn't stop there. The first quarter report just came out about 3 weeks ago, and the Treasury announced they just created or borrowed $488 billion in the first quarter alone. Annualize that, that's $1.95 trillion. Put this into perspective now. $1.95 trillion a year ago was 666. That's about threefold increase. You can't survive if somebody tripled their debt in a year.
Wow.
Their debt obligation and interest rate component. Hate to be redundant with this. While this is happening, foreigners are moving away from holding this thing called a treasury. So what do they have to do? Raise rates on the market. The market does this naturally. There's not enough buyers, so let's create an incentive. And that's why I said you're going to see what you call the 10-year treasury note move over 3%. And I said it just barely did that a few weeks ago. And I said, but it's going to break the resistance level of 3.05. And when it does that, it's going to make some moves. Today, the 10-year is at 3.115. It did exactly what I said. We're going to have higher rates. We're going to have higher borrowing costs. We are going to have a harder time making these payments. And in a year or two from now, it's going to be a totally different environment because the debt is growing 36% faster than the economy. So this idea of growing the economy, and I said this when President Trump got elected, I said he's going to solve a lot of things, but he will not be able to grow the economy fast enough to pay down debt. Now we're seeing the facts. I love the guy. I'm not throwing stones at him. I'm talking reality.
No, it's one of the things I have to explain to my listeners on a regular basis. I can be a Trump supporter. I can love a lot of what he's doing, but until he becomes Jesus Christ, guess what? He makes mistakes like the rest of us. He does things that might not quite be right, and it's okay for us in an informative way to call him out on them. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a great right thing to do.
When Obama was doing things wrong financially, I called him out. When Bush was doing it wrong, and they did some good, all of them did some good things. They didn't. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's some good things and some incredible good things that President Trump is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, recently bringing home three people from North Korea. I love that. Okay, so he's done some great things, but not everything is great, and we're going to pay the piper for the overspending because the world is concerned now.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I talked to a lot of guys. I talked to a lot of people of my era, if you would. I think you and I are close to the same age as well.
56.
And I am. You're really going to make me give my age out over the air? I'm 58, going on 59. But yeah, I'm definitely the old white guy in the room at this point. But I mean, you know, how were we brought up? How we were taught? You know, our parents were pushing us not to enter into debt, but society and the government and life as a whole teaches you, you can't get along without credit cards. You can't this. You can't that. Go ahead and borrow. Straighten this out. I mean, what do we have? We had 80-20 loans. Now, in the old days, that meant you came up with 20% down and they mortgaged 80%. But 80-20 loans 5 years ago meant you got 80 from one bank and 20 from the other. You come up with nothing down. I mean, give me a break here. Hey, some of my friends are talking depression as opposed to inflation or deflation, if you would. Where are we going? What do you see?
Well, we could be in deflative. I think we're going to move towards recessionary environments, and there will be. Listen, deflation just means things are going down in value. Inflation means things are becoming more expensive and going up in value. So there's some signs of both. I mean, wages are deflating. They're not keeping up. I just read what the National Home Association Builders said. Wages are not keeping up with interest rates and cost of goods to build homes. So that's deflating compared to the rest of the things that you have to buy with your wages.
Right.
Oil is going up, $71.59 today in the market, a barrel of crude oil. It wasn't too long ago, it was in the mid-60s. Price of the pump is going up. You're going to see that's been happening here in Phoenix. It's going to probably continue to happen, and it gets usually more expensive in the summer months. And we will probably see higher prices of those things, higher home prices. We're going to see some things that shows us that we have some inflation. And that's what the Fed is looking at. The Fed believes we are moving towards an inflationary environment, and really there's more signs of that. Could we move into a deflation? Well, that would be more like a recession I think we might have, and I think we're going to move into recession because 10 out of the 13 times the Fed has done what it's done before, what it's doing right now, it's moved into recession. So, unfortunately, the odds are a recession is around the corner. It's not a matter of, in my mind, if, but more like when. And this is why when recessions happen, and the last recession, it was 2008, lasted for quite a few years, 5 years, 6 years, technically speaking. You want to make sure you have your debt under control.
So your homework for the break is to look up recession, deflation, recession. Let me see. How do I move to Europe on a dime? That kind of thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near
near retirement? This book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I got to let them burn off some steam.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hail.
Okay, everybody back in your chair. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the classroom. In the classroom? Well, I guess it is a classroom. Chat room. If you're learning from David, then it is a classroom. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. I always get a kick out of it when he's on. I get well-informed when he's on with me. I found out for the first time in 2 years, I actually taught David something, which is I'm going to go out and buy a lottery ticket tonight. David, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, we're in the classroom, and I got the teacher Joe. Can I answer your question about recession? I did the homework for you during the break.
Oh God, yeah. Why not? A very happy word.
A period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced. Generally identified, I can read for a living here, generally identified by a fall in the GDP in 2 successive quarters. So we haven't had one successive quarter yet. That's why I said we're not going to be in recession this year. My prediction, unless something really weird happens, but it's coming. Goldman Sachs talked about this a little bit recently since the last time we've been on. They're forewarning us of this. And, you know, everybody knows who Goldman Sachs are.
Yep.
They were, CNBC picked them up, and the article has said something strange is happening with the U.S. economy that could cause interest rates to jump. And what they're referring to is America's budget deficit and unemployment rate, which is 3.9%, yay Trump, are headed in opposite directions. In other words, the budget, we're spending more money than we take in, yet the unemployment is going down, more people are working. That opposite direction has only happened one time during post-World War II, and they're saying because of this, it could cause a big jump in interest rates. Well, we already know interest rates are going to go up. But people like Goldman Sachs, who are really smart people like that in those areas, give a lot of different details as of why. One thing that they said, to meet the growing debt load, the U.S. will have to issue more bonds at a time when the Federal Reserve is no longer a player in the market. More supply and fewer buyers will mean the government will have to pay investors more to buy U.S. debt, and that will mean higher interest rates. So this just confirms what I've been talking about for months here. Now Goldman Sachs is saying it. That's where we're headed. So this is why, prepare. Get your debt in control or under control.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This is, you talked a little bit, or you hinted to that moving into a recession, probably closer to 2020. When you talk about mortgage rates, right now mortgage rates are still down pretty low, right? 3.25, right in those areas, 3.5. How are they staying that low, David? I mean, and even at that rate, these people still can't afford houses.
Well, my understanding, I haven't bought a home in 8 years. I'm still in the same home. I've been there for that duration. Interest rates are starting to move up, though. And not everything is based upon a mortgage rate is not based upon when the Fed raises rates. It's pressure from the LIBOR rate, which is out of London, which most mortgages are tied to. But we're starting to see them move up. As my understanding, in the last 4 or 5 months, they've moved up greater than 0.5%. So, but I have not checked rates. I just know that they are moving up, because there's pressure to service debt right now.
Right.
But interesting fact, though, since you brought up homes and we talked about debt, you know, we haven't talked about this in a long time, the bail-in. I think it's going to start coming back. You're going to start to see some more information about it. The Chicago Fed last week unveiled a plan to take care of debt, by the way. You know, the pensions out of Chicago, there's over 100 pensions, and I think most of them are underwater. The big four are there's a thing called a budget gap. In other words, what the pensions need to pay out versus the money that's in the pensions, there's not near enough money in there that the obligation that the pensions have given, because they've invested wisely, and they invested in bonds that went down, and bonds are going down. So the Fed says there's this big difference in the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago president said recently, here's the solution. We're going to tax property owners who live in Chicago. If you have a house, $250,000, you're going to pay an additional on your property tax, $2,500 a year, and that's going to go directly to the unfunded pensions. If you own a $500,000 home, you're going to pay $5,000 more additional property tax. And $1 million home is going to pay $10,000 in initial property tax more. And Illinois is one of the highest property taxed areas in our country. And now they're going to move it up even higher to pay for the unfunded pensions. Welcome to the mere hidden way of doing a bail-in.
And they had a whole tax debacle there. I think it was last year. With the way they raised taxes and some of the things they did, were just craziness, for lack of a better term, craziness going somewhere to happen. All right, let's get to it because we're running out of time. What's the future of gold? What's going on in the gold market, and what does recession do, or what does gold do in a recession?
Well, gold's been down. It broke down. You know, I tell the good and the bad about all markets, and I'm not going to fluff my market either, although I'm involved in other markets. Me personally, gold has gone down recently. It broke through what you call a 200-day moving average. And when markets typically do that, they go down a little bit further. And I said about 3 weeks ago, the 25th of last month, I said on TD Ameritrade, I'm a contributor, I said, you're going to see lower gold prices. And they asked me why, and I explained. And so what I said came to pass. Gold is trading at 291. The support level was 1291. The support level, that's a big difference, 1291, not 291. The support level was in the 1300, 1310 range, actually. We could see gold go down to 1275. I'll get my numbers right here. I talk numbers for a living, by the way, Joe. 1275, and if we get down to break that, it could even go down to 1225, which is a major support level. I don't expect it to go that low, but gold is now on sale. This is all because they're in the short term, they're raising rates, and the 10-year note is the dollar's going up. I said that the dollar would go up, and it's up now again today, index wise 93.48. I said it would break above 93, and it's done that. We're almost halfway to 94, and it might go there. But this is just the short term. Then there's going to be a turnaround third quarter or fourth quarter of this year. You're going to see higher prices in gold, lower dollar index numbers. So if you want to buy gold and get ready for a financial dilemma that's coming, this is the time frame. You want to buy low, quote, sell high. And but we're about even for the year, slightly down, just as we're slightly down in stocks. They're about the same, gold and stocks.
So, okay, so no major difference between the two, which is what people ask on a regular basis. Before we run out of time, though, you have a white paper. And that white paper's title, Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate? I like that, the Great Deflate. Tell us more about that.
Well, there's lots of different bubbles. I might have to add a revision and add the property real estate values because you're helping me wake up here, Joe. But there's lots of different bubbles. Most of the biggest ones that we're talking about are in the white paper. But because of time on your program, I can't go in depth on everything, so I don't detail it as much as I would like to. But the white paper talks about it. If you knew that a pre-2007 was going to happen and you had the information in a form of a white paper and you said, I can see the blueprint happening, I'd want to diversify and take care of myself and get some metals, get some cash, get prepared. That's what, in essence, this white paper does. It gives the facts on what we're talking about a lot more in depth, and you'll learn a lot from it. There's no pressure, and they can get that at our company and learn about a few other things that relate to this as we're talking. But gold's getting ready to make a move. Ironically, gold might have been down, but the investors have poured into gold, even in the ETFs here recently, significantly, about $3.1 billion just recently. So the demand is high, but the pushing down of the market has happened just recently. So we're getting ready to uptick, and we'll explain all that. There's some information in our white paper about that, too, and we'll help people get educated.
You know, it's funny, and I talk about this on a regular basis. It's like, come on, people. It's like everything else in your life. You have friends, you have loved ones, you have you get referrals from people around you. And David's been on the show for years. You can check him out. And we kind of go back and forth and joke about stuff, you know, when it comes to speaking plain, simple English instead of financese, because I hate that. The things that go over my head, and, you know, your eyes start to glaze over. But David's always been on. I mean, I don't know if it's 100% rate, but I can guarantee you it's at least in the 95s when some of the predictions he's made, the things that he's talked about, you know, coming down. And I've never got a complaint from anybody that when you call his office, when you talk to David, that there's any hard sell. There's no, you know, this offer's only good today. No, you know, if you call me back by 9 in the morning, we'll see what we can do for you. But I can't guarantee you. There's none of that going on. But I also caution you to go do your homework. Check his company out. Check out the website, right? LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. And then when you're comfortable, pick up the phone and call him, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. That's how you get your information. That's how you make sure you're well-informed. Again, this isn't that hard. Pick up his white paper. The bubble will burst. First trigger. The coming great deflate. Hey, we're done, right? The rest of you, go enjoy yourself. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?